Arizona sports, the local sports leader.
Bickley and Murata Mornings. Social Studies. Brought to you by HigherPrice.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Now, every morning we start the 9 o'clock hour diving into the pool of social media. Social Studies with Sarah Cazell. If you're new, just follow along. It'll make sense to you.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. We are on Twitter/X at Bickley_Murata. Also, shout out Jarrett for plugging our Instagram yesterday, as I just keep forgetting to do. We are building a new Instagram page at Bickley and
nice.
Murata. A-N-D. Murata. All right. But back to X.
I should follow that, huh?
You should.
Yeah.
We follow you.
Everybody should follow
it. Everybody should follow it. At Bickley and Murata. Yeah.
Everybody should follow us on X. Everyone should follow us on Instagram. If you see us walking down the street, you should follow us.
Do not follow
me. Oh, no? No.
Do not follow me. Thank you.
Sorry.
All right. Let's start with the Arizona Cardinals. As we wait for Kyler Murray to return soon, whenever soon may be, we'll talk about Josh Dobbs and what we think he can do. In the meantime, with the Cardinals, what do you think his ceiling is at quarterback while we wait for Kyler to come back?
I think he's like a younger Colt McCoy.
Okay.
A guy you can count on maybe to win one or two games during a four-game stretch.
Who don't rely
on him long term.
Yeah, who will be poised and in control and in the moment on the road during hostile environments. Somebody you can depend on.
So it won't be a disaster if you're starting quarterback whenever Kyler is back. It won't be a disaster if it has to be Josh Dobbs instead of Kyler.
Yeah.
But you don't want him for long stretches.
No. Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it. His ceiling is becoming a competent NFL backup quarterback.
Okay. Cardinals could use that. With Colt McCoy gone now. All right, our listener responses. What do they think about Josh Dobbs? What is his ceiling? Kiernan Ryan Daly says he will be a perfect backup quarterback behind Kyler. I like his dog mentality, as was shown on his rushing touchdown against the Giants. Eddie V says he was an average quarterback in college. Why would anyone expect him to be better in the pros? Wookie, we're asking about the ceiling. Wookie illustrated with a photo his thoughts on Josh Dobbs' ceiling. It's a very well-decorated room with an incredibly low ceiling. I'm not even sure I would fit into that room, to be honest.
Yeah.
Gildo says, I think we saw his ceiling last weekend. Just Ron, taking a page out of Michael Jordan's book, says the ceiling is through the roof. And then Justin Prestigard says, rocket scientists don't believe in ceilings, Jarrett.
They don't?
Well,
not sure that.
Go through the sky. I don't know. Yeah. The sky is the ceiling. The ceiling is the sky. I don't know. Let's get to the Diamondbacks. How about that? We got a great outing from Merrill Kelly yesterday. He gave up one run in 6 2/3 innings in their win over the Giants. Should the D-backs make the postseason, which right now they've got an 85% chance to, in a best-of-three wild card series, who would you have start that third game behind Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly? Four options for you to vote on. Who starts that third game? Brandon Pfaadt, Zach Davies, Ryan Nelson, or Pappy Fluff Muffin?
Yeah, no Pappy. Again, I'm going to go for the high ceiling of Brandon Pfaadt and hope for the best. I think Zach Davies is the safest choice, but I think I go with Pfaadt.
No love for Fluff Muffin.
No, I'm going to have to pass on him.
Pappy Fluff Muffin. I've been saying it for years. He's a 4A player.
yeah, that's trouble.
Yeah. I don't know how to answer this question.
Really?
It's kind of a cop-out to say it, but which of those three had the best start the last time out? Because, you know,
I mean, that's a cop-out.
All of those guys have come up in big spots. All of them have also been disappointments in big spots. Mm-hmm. You don't know. It's not ideal. Yeah. Any one of those three is not ideal in a potential best of three.
It really
especially
feels like
if you've got Gallen and Kelly going games 1-2. If you force that game 3,
it feels like throwing a dart at the board. Just be like, I don't know.
You know what I miss, Jarrett, is the days of the one-game playoff.
well...
Which,
it was,
which
that was
are
a
not
good
the current days.
That was a good week.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, Ryan says if the D-backs are at home, Brandon Faught. If they're on the road, Ryan Nelson gets the start. Erwin Altman said the same thing specifically about Ryan Nelson on the road. Iron Kitten goes with Zach Davies. He's got more maturity and experience than Brandon Faught right now. Mike Petricelli says, not the popular vote so far, but I would go with Pappy Fluff Muffin. While his ERA is unknown, his strikeouts are unknown as well. Fluff Muffin just screams logical answer to me. Drew Helpy, most likely Brandon Faught, but Pappy Fluff Muffin does have elite upside compared to Zach Davies and Ryan Nelson. Who made a stinky wants to know. Don't write that down, Jared! Who made a stinky wants to know. Isn't Pappy Fluff Muffin the son of one of the game's all-time best pitchers, Flappy Fluff Muffin? There's your answer.
Two generations of Fluff Muffin.
Yeah. Pappy and Flappy.
Okay, final question. With ASU and Kenny Dillingham getting ramped up to play USC this weekend. If you didn't hear the sound that we played during the Rush Hour reboot, I'm sure you can find it on ArizonaSports.com. We were asking, what is your favorite memory from a game involving an Arizona team and a team from Los Angeles?
That's a good question. That really is. Because the Jail Marys, I think a lot of people are going to do that. Yeah. That night that J.D. Martinez hit four home runs in Dodger Stadium, that's where I'm voting.
That was a great night. Later that season, the Dodgers got their revenge. I'm going back to one of my favorite times. Game 5. Suns beat the Lakers at the Forum, eliminating them from the playoffs. In the Western Conference semifinals. That was so good.
A lot of good ones to scroll through on Twitter/X at Bickley underscore Murata. Eric went with J.D. Martinez's four homer night against the Dodgers. Andy Page with a whole bunch of Suns Lakers options. He listed out, I think, three different options and then two words. Rajah Bell.
Yeah. There's a lot of here's one from JJ. Rajah meet Kobe. Kobe meet Rajah with the screenshot of
and then
the clothesline.
One from Kyle Martin. Quotation marks here. Here we go. 7 seconds. Berkovici. He's just going to air it out. Deep downfield. Oh, no. White jerseys all around. Oh, Jalen Strong! Caught for a touchdown!
It's pretty good.
Here's one that probably a little lower on the list, but a good one. Booker shooting it over Kawhi and Paul George in the bubble to win.
Oh, the famous
the ascension
pose
of Devin Booker. Yeah, with the pose and everything. That's a good question. We'll revisit that.
There are a lot of really good replies.
Yep. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks to everybody who responds on social studies at Bickley underscore Murata on X/Twitter. At Bickley and Murata, now on Instagram.
Yeah.
Coming to a social platform near you.
You got
and
to see your faces.
And on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook.
Ugh.
Bickley and Murata.
Hey, what about
Follow us on Threads. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us
on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Whatever happened
to Google?
Follow us on Hinge.
Whatever happened to Google Plus?
Google Wave.
Yes.
Be Real, I think, is dead.
Google Glass, the glasses.
Swipe thing. Right on us on Bumble.
Yeah. Tinder, Grindr, everything.
But you have to send the first message. That's how it works.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Coming up next, more on the Arizona Cardinals as they begin continue their preparation for the Cowboys on Sunday. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, everybody, it's Bernsey. The Arizona Cardinals defense, a tough task ahead of them this weekend. Who is priority number one to stop on the Cowboys offense? It's the Bernsey and Gambo Show from 2 to 6. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
You know, I just adapted to it. You know, I feel like some things you just got to embrace. And I feel like my energy and positivity, the things that I'm trying to bring into the guys and finding their own ego and finding themselves. I know I joke a lot around about it, but, like, I really feel like that's just who I am and who I want to be. And, like, when I always get my chance to talk in front of the room, I talk about the lion hunt and, like, the preciseness. business and how methodical it has to be and how Lions have to work as a team to get what they need and so they can feed their families. But I said, if you look at this, this is what we are, bro. Like, we out here trying to hunt this guy and we trying to kill these people so we can feed our families. Like, that's...
It's Micah Parsons of the Dallas Cowboys, which... Ugh. Hearing him talk about having the lion mentality, hunting guys, killing people. Micah Parsons has been doing that, and that is his goal, the Cowboys' goal. The Cowboys' defense through 2 weeks, and yes, they played the Giants, who did not really show up in week one, and they played an Aaron Rodgers-less Jets team in week two, but that's been their mentality.
Yeah.
One of the early storylines of the 2023 season has been just how strong and aggressive and good the Cowboys' defense is.
Yeah.
And that's coming to town on Sunday.
Yeah, listen, they're deep. They're good. They've got stars. They've got attitude. This is going to be quite the challenge. This game, Cowboys are getting healthy. Not that they were terribly unhealthy, but to me, this is going to be a incredible challenge for the Cardinals to be the visitors in their own stadium. And I don't think it's even going to be close this weekend, and to have to face a defense that is drawing really, really lofty parallels. This is going to be quite something. And if you can hang in this game, that would be quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. And if you look at the challenge for the Cardinals offense, their offensive line, and if you use Pro Football Focus as a guide to how your offensive line is performing, which a lot of people rely on, a lot of people don't watch offensive line play certainly as closely as they do. Mm-hmm. Last week was weird. DJ Humphrey's got great marks from Pro Football Focus. Will Hernandez was okay. Paris Johnson was okay. Yelda Froholt and Elijah Wilkinson got horrible grades. But part of it now, I mean, this is by far the best player you will have faced. Montez Sweat was really good in week one for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants, Kayvon Thibodeau's a big name, really didn't do much in that game for the Giants. Micah Parsons is a different animal.
Yeah. No, people have, I mean, listen, this is a guy that is in the running for defensive MVP, and to get to that level before a season even begins means that you are, you're transcendent, and you're kind of getting into that LT kind of territory. And it's, you know, it's been a while, it's been a minute since we've had a defensive player that feared. Right? Have we had a linebackerish kind of guy that does all the stuff Micah Parsons does? I mean, we've had good pass rushers, but the LT prototype.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very rare category. There were times, and I'm not saying he was the same player or as good a player as LT. There were times in James Harrison's career where you would just sit back with your jaw dropped, like he's killing everybody.
Yes. There are, and I repeat, I say this every year because it's true, and I think it's a cool observation. Not much scares a professional football player, but there are a handful of guys in the NFL that scare other football players. James Harrison was definitely one of them. Micah Parsons is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so this is going to be a big challenge for the Cardinals. I thought in week one, I thought Paris Johnson Jr. has been terrific through two starts. I thought DJ Humphreys was really bad in week one, better in week two.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the running game was pretty good for a while last week.
It was. It was really good for three quarters.
They're clearly going to have to run the ball if they're going to have any chance at keeping this thing close. Just for time of possession sake, for keeping your defense kind of in decent condition.
Yeah,
James Conner's going to have to step up big time in this game.
He's going to, and he did. I thought he had a great game. You know, for three quarters, there were runs in that third quarter where you talked about it earlier in the week. Not only was he churning out yardage, moving the chains, but also getting the crowd way into it in the second half of that game. Everything dried up offensively for the Cardinals in the fourth quarter. Jonathan Gannon, head coach of the Cardinals, also talked about facing Micah Parsons.
I mean, obviously, he's one of the elite players in the world. You know, he's explosive, fast, powerful. He can rush. He can play the run. Takes the ball away. Really good player.
And on Parsons playing pretty much everywhere in the Dallas defense.
He lines up everywhere. Truthfully, Bob left, right, over the center, stacked to Will, Mike, you know, everywhere. So you got to have a plan for him with whatever plays you have up. You got to have a plan with, you know, where he's at and to try not to let him impact the game like he's been.
And one of the thoughts I had this week in the Cardinals facing Micah Parsons was the talk in the 2021 draft. Micah Parsons was the 12th overall pick out of Penn State. Do you remember? Maybe I'm misremembering, but I could swear this is a fact.
All right.
There were questions about Micah Parsons in terms of motor and character going into that draft.
I don't remember that. You're probably right. You have a better memory about that stuff than I do. I don't remember that.
The Cardinals picked four spots later, so it wasn't one of those situations where, you know, they passed on somebody who became transcendent. They got Zaven Collins in that draft.
Okay.
They were only four picks apart, those two players. And Zaven's been pretty good.
Been pretty good. Yeah. Yes.
But, man, the impact that Micah Parsons has had on this Cowboys team,
Well, him and Trayvon Diggs give that team so much swagger and so much brashness. And all great defenses have that. Every single one.
Yeah, Parsons is in the category with Nick Bosa, with Aaron Donald, with T.J. Watt right now as the premier defensive players in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's right there. It's massive test for the Cardinals.
Oh, big time.
Big time. Coming up next, speaking of Dallas being in town, get your chaps on. We're going to play a round of Mock My World next. It's Bickley and Marotta mornings here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports poll question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Welcome back to Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday. We are about to get into another round of Mock My World. But first, we're going to check out today's poll question on our website, arizonasports.com, talking about the D-backs' postseason chances and what it might actually look like if they make the playoffs. Which side of the NL playoff bracket would you rather be in if you are the D-backs? On the Dodgers side or the Braves side?
Dodgers. Braves are a cut above everybody else.
They are. But in their most recent samples, the D-backs took 2 of 3 from the Braves. And the Dodgers, as the season went on, kind of exerted their will. I don't think there's a right answer, but...
Yeah, they're both bad.
I agree with Bick. The Braves are a better, more complete, less injured team. So I'd probably say Dodgers, begrudgingly.
Okay. 60% of our voters say they would rather the D-backs be on the Braves side of the bracket. 40% say the Dodgers. Okay.
That's past the scars out right there.
Because the Braves have maybe the best lineup in the history of Major League Baseball this year. The numbers they're putting up are ridiculous. It's a hard question. That's today's Sanderson Ford poll question. You can vote on it now on arizonasports.com.
Bickley and Marotta, Mock My World.
You mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it. You just didn't do it again.
Are you mocking me?
Mock My World is back. Last week we went, we got a little blue on Mock My World last week. All things blue. And Dan Bickley.
Wow. From the four hole, baby.
Reigning supreme. Batting cleanup on the draft. 34.9% of the vote. His combination of blue sky, blue jeans, blue lagoon, and blue cheese. You even withstood the selection of blue cheese to win.
That's delicious.
People who love it. Yes. The battle for second was very hotly contested. I just nudged out Sarah by 0.6% for second. Sarah finished third. Jarrett with the number one pick, 11.8%. All because with his third round pick, he picked the U of A blue basketball jersey.
I stand by you, Jarrett.
No, I don't think that's what happened.
I support you.
You don't think that's what happened? Blueberry's the number one overall pick?
I think I lost a lot of... potential votes because some of the voting fell over the Rosh Hashanah holiday.
Oh, okay.
And many of my fans were not on line to vote during 2 days.
So we'll see how you do this week on a non-Jewish holiday.
Well, it is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Monday. So,
Busy voting. So in reverse order of last week's draft, we'll go Jarrett first, Sarah second, I'll go third, Bick will go fourth, four-round snake-style draft, and again, tied to the Cardinals' opponent this week, the Dallas Cowboys. All things Cowboys. Your favorite Cowboys.
Yes, real or fictional. Yep.
So, Jarrett, you've got the first pick.
See, this doesn't feel like one where there's an obvious number one, but I'm going to go with one of the coolest real-life Cowboys who is then portrayed on film as one of the coolest movie characters, Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday. All right. Doc's off the board. Sarah?
I'm going to go with a movie that will forever make me cry, or a character from a movie that will forever make me cry. I'm taking Woody.
Good pick.
Good one.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
How did you not think of that?
Well, I'm adult.
What a dope.
What a dope.
That is maybe the most false thing you've ever said.
My grandpa used to love that. He goes, I'm adult. Are you adult?
Oh.
There we go. Now he's back.
Yep. Yeah, there he is. He's back. He's back.
Yeah, that was my pick. So I'm going to go throughout the cowboy history. Billy the Kid. Sure.
That's a good one. Sort of an outlaw, I believe.
I don't know.
Sort of an outlaw.
Pew pew.
Big. Whereas I picked a lawman.
All right, I'm gonna do my tandem. One of the best buddy movies ever. Give me Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Whoa!
Could that be one pick? What is everyone's ruling on that?
It's two different cowboys.
All right, okay, cowboys. Okay. All right.
And here's the other thing about cowboys.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
Cowboys or vaquero.
Oh, sure.
Okay. It's a term for somebody who is a rancher. You herd and move cattle.
Correct.
The definition gets extrapolated to anybody with a hat and a horse.
Agree.
Yes.
Oh, I was debating with somebody if Indiana Jones is a cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said he rides a horse, he wears a hat.
No.
He has a gun and a whip.
That's a cool name.
And right.
Yeah,
I would fight
right.
that
You
sort
would
of,
fight that.
It went,
I got
it went
but
to
you.
No,
bring up
but
a great point. Why in the history of that term... They ride a horse. Why aren't they horse boys?
Right, we're horsemen. Yeah, we're horse boys.
We already have horse girls. Where are the horse boys?
Where are the horse boys? Where have all the horse boys gone?
I'm going to go with my second round pick. The Marlboro Man.
Whoa.
Pretty rugged cowboy, right?
Yeah. Nice leather lunged individual.
And leather face.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's dead now.
Jeez.
Sarah?
Oh, I'm so glad. Emmett Smith fell to me.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
All right, Emmett. I remember him fondly as a Cardinal, not a Cowboy.
Oh, of That's, course. Well, yeah. More famous as a Cardinal, certainly.
Jarrett, two picks for you. Jarrett, two picks for you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go with, I had to make sure I had the name right. I'm going to go with Sheriff Bart from Blazing Saddles.
Sheriff Bart.
Who's laughing at your pick?
Wow.
Sounded like Tim Ring.
Speaking of a cowboy.
All right, Sheriff Bart's off the air, or off the board.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh.
Was his famous line from that movie when he was taking out the thing he was going to read.
Okay. Did you make two picks?
That was it.
Okay.
Oh, I have two picks. I'm
Sheriff,
so sorry.
Sheriff and Bart are both.
No. All right, I'm going to go with a cartoon cowboy. Ooh, I hate that rabbit. Yosemite Sam.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Yosemite Sam has been picked. Another one I have on my list. Sarah.
I just want to make sure that Walker Texas Ranger counts.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I thought so. But you got me thinking about it.
Well, no, we're like, going sort
he,
of, we're going with the broad,
up?
If okay. you're, yeah, the broad term of cowboy.
Okay, give me Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker, comma,
yes.
Texas Ranger.
Oh, best believe, I respect the.
All right, I'm going to go to a real life person who once upon a time was a cowboy of the Oklahoma State variety, Barry Sanders.
Hmm. right.
Okay.
Danny, you got two picks.
I've got two picks here. All right.
This is our favorite Cowboys, real or fictional.
Give me the naked cowboy.
Oh,
in Times Square. The dude who surprises a lot of unsuspecting parents. All right, he's been doing it for 20 years. He's got a hat and a guitar and nothing else.
And a nasty case of skin cancer.
Oh, he's got that too. Yeah, he's got that too. And give me Mason Saunders.
Oh, excellent.
That's so good. That's so good.
I will go with a local. Deer Valley High School, I remember. Rodeo cowboy, Ty Murray.
Ty Murray.
Yeah.
Ty Murray.
Once upon a time married to Jewel.
Murray.
Yes.
I'm learning a lot here.
Sorry. Maybe a little too much?
Perhaps. Okay, my final pick, I'm going to go with the Wyoming cowboy, Josh Allen.
Yep, good pick. All right. I have two really good ones.
I do you now.
Prove it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my favorite television character of all time, I think. From Deadwood, Al Swearengen.
Yeah, some cowboy he was.
You don't
saw him on a horse
if,
a lot.
Another one. If you think that doesn't count.
No, it does. It does fit. I'm mocking the whole how the definition is just really expanded.
If you were in the Old West, you were.
That's it. You're a cowboy. Yeah, right. Exactly.
What was the other one, Jared?
The other one was Django.
Django's one of my favorite characters ever.
From Django Unchained, also Andy Oakley and Calamity Jane. The women, Wyatt Earp.
Are we done here?
We're done.
Are you emptying? Are you
flexing?
Are you just flexing, showing us all? Yeah, okay.
Jared's got Doc Holliday, Sheriff Bart, Yosemite Sam, and Al Swearengen. Sarah went with Woody from Toy Story, Emmett Smith, Walker, Texas Ranger, and Josh Allen. I went Billy the Kid, the Marlboro Man, Barry Sanders, and Ty Murray. And Bix got Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, the Naked Cowboy, and
semicolon.
Mason Saunders, who's probably pretty active on the rodeo circuit right now.
I would think. Look, yeah, I'm sure he's roping a lot of steer.
You leave that steer out of it.
Don't talk about it.
You were going to say nobody picked what?
John Dutton from none of the Yosemite characters.
Yellowstone.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Well, luckily,
Dutton was also a defensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys.
Luckily, because of the writers and actors strikes and the cheapness of the networks, they're going to start showing all their streaming shows on their regular networks.
They have.
So Yellowstone got huge numbers
on CBS.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And ABC is going to start showing all the Marvel shows, Disney Plus. So.
Yeah. All right, Mock My World is in the books, cowboy related. You determine the winner on X/Twitter at Bickley_Murata. Some final thoughts coming up next, including a soundbite that Jarrett will definitely play in the future. That and more straight ahead here on Bickley and Murata Mornings, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Bickley and Murata, song of the day.
Somebody picked John Bon Jovi. Your thoughts on the place in the Bon Jovi musical pantheon for this song?
This song, I don't know. It's probably what, top five?
This was from the movie Young Guns. Did they use it in Young Guns? Am I too old for everybody asking that question?
I don't know.
Yeah, keeping with the theme, a little Bon Jovi going back to 1986, Slippery When Wet. Wanted Dead or Alive, today's song of the day.
Bickley and Murata going off the grid.
Off the grid.
brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
All right, this one is for Jared. It wasn't a total loss. And what I'm talking about is the San Francisco Giants' trip to Arizona. During the broadcast, the Giants television broadcast on Comcast, I think. I don't know. Dwayne Kuiper.
NBC Sports Bay Area.
Is it? NBC Sports Bay Area. That's what it is now. Dwayne Kuiper, one of the play-by-play guys, at the end of the top of the eighth inning, listen to his call going to the commercial break.
On the ground to Marte, who will make the play and end the inning. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. D-backs are coming up. I got to pee.
He's just priceless, isn't he? Oh, ow!
I've never heard a play-by-play guy go to the end of an inning with, I gotta pee. It's not the first time they've ever thought that, but it might be the first time that's ever been broadcast.
It's actually been vocalized and verbalized. Yeah, yeah, it's
Dwayne Kuiper, everybody. Did you see the quotes attributed to Knicks owner James Dolan?
No.
Oh, boy.
In a New York Times article, he was basically quoted as saying the ownership, the business of ownership in sports is kind of sleepy for him, and he doesn't particularly enjoy owning teams.
Oh, I did see that. That's right. Yeah. I did see
that. He owns the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a bigger hump? The feeling is mutual than saying that.
Yeah.
Boy, do. Interesting. Can I give a couple of off the grid?
Sure, go ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, they are, I'm warning you right now, they are WWE related, but they are related to stuff that we care about actually in the local market as well.
All right.
Nick Rallis,
judge of that.
Nick Rallis, his brother and his sister-in-law, both released by WWE today. So he no longer has relatives that are wrestlers in WWE.
Hold on, WWE releases people?
Oh, yeah.
Based on what?
Just like any other business. Money costs saving things.
Okay,
they,
gotcha.
They cut, you know, fire employees.
Okay.
And WWE has a new television deal where SmackDown, formerly Fridays on Fox, is moving to USA, which opens up Fridays on Fox, which people are now guessing that with the Big 12 expansion, that they might not have regular Friday night games on Fox. Starting next year.
Did you guys see the rumor that the Pac-12 and the Mountain West might sort of collaborate, fill the rest of the Pac-12 up, and they're going to do a sort of a relegation thing where the Mountain West will be Division B and the Pac-12 will be Division A?
Yeah, you play for elevation to the Pac-12 and relegation to the Mountain West. It's being talked about, but look, they're trying something different, maybe.
I think you have to at that point in time, right?
The problem is who starts in the top division. That's where everybody, we're good.
Hey, what about us?
We're better than that team. Jared, going back to the two things you just brought up, I could care less about either one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really surprised. I'm surprised. No,
but
what?
Now
what?
Nick Rollins is hurt.
What? It's worse.
No, I mean, that's...
I don't know about as much about any one single topic.
Oh, that's not true.
As Jarrett knows about wrestling.
Well, that's maybe true.
Can you imagine if Jarrett was producing a wrestling show? Let the mind wander, Vinny.
Some would argue that should be producing.
I think that was pertinent information to get out there, that the defensive coordinator for the Cardinals, that his two relatives wrestled for WWE.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought the Big 12 thing might be interesting because if U of A and ASU have regular games on Friday nights instead of Saturdays, you know, in the future, could be interesting.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it could. I mean, Fox has more than one network to broadcast games on.
That's true.
Did you see the delay in the Tigers-Dodgers game last night? Once upon a time, when the word bubble was used in sports, it was all about teams on the NCAA tournament bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2020, we got a different kind of a bubble. The site of the Orlando games for the NBA when they resumed the season. Now there was a bubble that delayed a game at Dodger Stadium.
Like a bubble? Like a bubble?
Yes. Here's the way it sounded on the broadcast last night.
We got something hovering over the field. Whoa.
Is it a giant bubble?
A minor bubble delay.
I thought it was a drone.
Wow.
Is that a first?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a bubble.
It's a bubble.
I'm guessing the delay was because I couldn't identify what it was. That's a pretty identifiable object.
Right.
It was just a big bubble.
Odd.
And when you hear the announcers giggling about it, James Outman from the Dodgers is like telling people in the infield, it was a bubble. Like, let's just play.
Speaking of bubbles, do you see who was walking through the hallways, Jarrett?
No.
Howard.
Oh, yeah, he came in here.
Bulls are. Oh, man.
It's a well-rounded show.
Oh, though, yeah. Yes. Yeah, we are just.
We had baseball.
Extraordinary,
we had football,
aren't we?
We had wrestling.
Wrestling.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Are there any good wrestling cowboys, Jarrett?
Oh, that, there you go.
Sort of an outdated trope in the old days.
Cowboy, was it Bob Orton?
Cowboy Bob Orton, yeah. Whose son Randy Orton also was a wrestler.
He's not a cowboy, though?
No, he's just a regular guy. There's not really that many cowboys anymore.
Shane Doan's a cowboy.
Oh, we could have drafted Shane Doan. He does ride and
wrestle. Well, he
doesn't
sound like a cowboy.
Doner, on behalf of the whole show, in eliminating you or not including you, we are sorry.
I'm sorry, Thunder.
Thanks to Derek Hall and Steve Weiss for joining us. Football Friday tomorrow, Wolf and Luke with Tim Ring and Howard Balzerin next here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.